Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ had to take off a little early today. Actually, we kicked him out. I had enough of him. Enough of his shenanigans. But hanging around, we got Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks. I believe Mermaid Kristen's going to join us at some point. But we also have our special guest to kick off Hour 2, our old friend, Bob Evans from the Force Fin organization is with us. Bob, how you doing? What's going on, buddy?
I don't know. It might have been 40 years since we've known each other. That's kind of scary, huh?
It is. Well, you know, I'm celebrating a birthday on Tuesday, a big 6-0, so I've probably known you that long, I bet, or known of you for that time. So how about that? I don't look a day over 80. Or as Joe Biden said, I look like I look pretty good for an 80-year-old woman. What do you think of that, Bob? You agree?
Well, don't start wearing a dress and give me concerns.
Yeah, no. I don't want to give you any dreams, or especially Jerry. You know, he'll start
not me
having wishful dreams and things like
that. You're going to love this.
Yeah,
something new. I'm into drinking water with rocks in it. It's called rock water.
Well, okay. That sounds like good marketing right there. Have you been talking to Clammy Carl? I bet that would be a product he'd want to put in his dive shop, but that's a different story. So, he literally held up a cup of water with a rock in it. What's the point of that exactly, Bob? What are you doing?
Well, I don't know. I was walking on the beach the other day, and I thought, you know, maybe I should put some rocks in my water. There's something good about that.
Yeah.
You know? And so I got the grandkids over here, and I said, Grandpa, we're going to make rock water today. And they all went, okay. The youngest face said, make sure the rocks are clean.
Yeah, you want good, clean rocks. They're high in minerals. So it's a form of mineral water, I guess.
Especially with the seagulls. Hey, we're going to be at the scuba show, Greg.
It's yes.
So awesome.
I can't wait. Yeah. I don't know if you heard this, but we made a big announcement in hour one, Bob, that to kick off the show, to open the show, instead of cut a ribbon to open up the exhibit show floor at the scuba show, we're going to cut a mermaid in half.
Ooh.
That wasn't the response I expected, but that's fine.
I know what half I'm going to go for.
Okay, well, care to share, or should we?
You can have the head.
Okay,
he's a tail.
He's a tail man. Gotcha. Yeah. Well, you know, we got the folks, Scott, from who is a scuba magician, is going to help us cut Mermaid Rachel in half there to open the scuba show. How about that?
Well,
we might even put her back together.
Maybe
I don't know.
Use a pair of Force Fins and cut her.
Well, that could be a possibility. I don't know what kind of sawing technique or tool he plans to use, but it's going to be quite a spectacle for sure. I don't think this has ever been done. In your long running history of the dive industry, you've never heard of anything like this before, have you? To cut a mermaid in half to open a show.
I'm definitely going to be there. That's for sure.
I think it'll be a great way to set the mood. And if things go horribly wrong, it'll still be great news. You know, any publicity is good publicity. If it bleeds, it leads.
It will go down to the annals of history.
Oh, quiet now. All right.
We don't need a Houdini experience.
Well, like I said, you know, she asked me, she says, what if things go wrong? I'd be like, that'll still be great publicity. There's no downside here for me. Now, for you,
page article.
Right. For you, it could be a different ball game. But anyway, we'll see. Hopefully no one will be harmed in this this crazy stunt we have planned. But look, I'm really looking forward to the scuba show. June 3rd and 4th, once again, if you buy your tickets before Monday, you'll save a few bucks on advanced ticket sales, but they do end on Monday. So get to scubashow.com and do that. You'll see people like Bob Evans, who's going to be there, and you're going to be actually doing a presentation. Is that right, Bob? What are you doing?
Yep. The first time at the Scuba Show, I'm going to be covering the offshore platforms off the California coast and what's below them and what future that we can possibly see. Other than removing them.
Right. Because, you know, you have been in a unique position back in the day to be an underwater photographer, and you were able to document those oil platforms, especially off to, is it off the entire coast or mostly Santa Barbara area that you dove and covered
well,
that?
We did all of California.
All of it. Okay.
Yeah, 850 dives. We were the first to commercially harvest mussels off the platforms.
Yeah.
And if I get Suzanne's help, I can pull up, show you a picture here.
Okay, well, that'll be up on YouTube, Facebook Live, and Twitch if we can pull them up. But for people that can't see.
It's an hour talk, and I think we'll have an opportunity to show some things that nobody's ever had the opportunity to see. A lot of aquaculture programs that I had the ability to photograph, and this will be the first time anyone's seen this picture up.
Yeah, she's working on it. That's fine. Yeah, it'll be the first person to see all those pictures that you took back in the day when you were just there documenting the mussel harvesting, I believe. And when I was out there years ago, you showed me a bunch of these pictures. I'm like, wow, this is really something. You ended up documenting the history of the oil rigs off the coast of California, unlike anyone ever had been able to do. And now, it's pretty remarkable to see the difference or see the, habitat that was created underwater on these oil rigs. Because, you know, on the surface, a lot of people see it from land and think, oh, we got to take these things out, clear it out. It ruins our view or whatever. And you're like, whoa. You'd be taking out an entire ecosystem at this point. And your pictures pretty much prove that, right?
Yep. And what's exciting is the exhibit from Marine Megapopolis that was up at the Santa Barbara Maritime Museum is at the Santa Barbara Airport right now. And we're having an opening on June the 6th with the city and the county and a bunch of state officials. And so everyone coming into the airport has a chance to see what, as they fly in at the airport, they're looking down at all these platforms in the channel. This will be the first time thousands of people will have a chance to see the marine life. As divers, we are all concerned about the ocean and the marine life and the conditions. And these platforms are sanctuaries.
Mm-hmm.
Now, scuba divers are allowed to go dive on some of the platforms off the LA area. And they're coming back with just fantastic pictures. It's a resource. And I have the ability. We did biofouling control systems with starfish that no one's ever seen before. So this can be a great opportunity for me to share with other divers our passions for what we love in the ocean. That's the marine life, and we have to protect it.
Heck yeah. And that is awesome. Congratulations on that, by the way, because I'm sure that's a pretty cool thing to know that your pictures from all those years of diving the oil platforms are going to be on display at the Santa Barbara Airport. And basically, they got a display set up where they're going to be on the ground, like you walk over it and see the pictures on the floor, or what?
Well, luckily, it's at the whole lower level before you get into the TSA, the security area.
So okay.
Everyone waiting for people to come in. And my partner, Andy McMullen, before he passed away, he and I spent all that time diving and doing all that documentation. His last words were, "Bob, tie up the boat." I wasn't there. That's what he told his wife. Can you believe that? Bob, tie up the boat. So
interesting.
This is part of tying up the boat. This is exposing to people all those 850 dives and what we saw. And it's going to be a game changer.
Oh, then I don't doubt it.
When they realize the aquaculture and all the futuristic uses for these platforms.
Wait. No doubt. Okay, well, Bob Evans is our guest right now. Also, we got Dr. Doug Ebersaw going to join us here in just a bit as well. More coming up next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, and audible.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Dive tour, right this way.
Come on.
What the hell is that?
Come on to the magic dive tour.
Come on.
Could you like shut up?
Come on to the magic dive tour.
I don't want to hear you.
This is your invitation. Come on to the magic dive tour.
What's wrong with you?
Might see a levitation. Come on to the magic dive tour.
What are you, an idiot?
Our magical scuba dive tour is waiting to take you to play. The unique scuba radio way. Dive in today.
That's awful.
So let's clear the air of that.
Okay. Well, it's just what we do sometimes. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explore Ventures August 12th through the 19th in the Turks and Caicos will be magical. You should join us. We're going to have one of the scuba magicians on board. Scott is his name, Scott Tokar. You can check him out online. But it's going to be magical because I don't know that we're going to cut a mermaid in half, but we will have one on board. It'll probably depend on how the mermaid cutting ceremony to open the scuba show in Long Beach goes. We'll determine what we do in August on the liveaboard trip. But he's going to perform some magic for us after dinner and the evening hours, and we're going to dive to our heart's content. We'll have mermaids on board for your photo-taking pleasure. It's going to be quite an event and truly magical because we will have a magician on board. But right now, we have Bob Evans. He's kind of a magician of the oil rigs in California. He has a presentation he'll be doing at the Scuba Show in June to document just that and talk about all the pictures and cool stuff he encountered back in the day when he was harvesting mussels. And how many mussels you think you've eaten in your dive career there, Bob? What do you think? A ton? A couple buckets? Well, how would you measure your mussels that you've eaten?
Quite a few.
Yeah? Were they tasty? Did they taste a little oily? Were they like tenderized because they were on the oil rigs or no?
No, not at all.
Huh?
They're actually fantastic.
I bet.
They're quite large. You know, another exciting thing is we have those special pair of horse fins. We're going to be
watching
off with the booth. And I was thinking we need to get Dan Orr. We need to get all our favorite famous diving brands to put their signatures on them. So
no doubt. Yeah. You know, we talked about this before on the show. And Bob sent me some, basically their prototype of a new material that he's using for the force fins. And he said, could you take these, try them out in the Bahamas, have people like the dive god, Neil Watson, yourself and the Scuba Radio Scuba crew sign them. And we did just that. And I have those awesome, in possession. Peter. I'm going to take them to California. We'll see a lot of people at the Scuba Show. And like you said, yeah, we'll have them sign the fins. And then, what do you think? We ought to give the pair away at your seminar there on Saturday afternoon? That'd be great.
Yeah, without a doubt. Maybe do a raffle or something kind of as fun. But they'll be one of a kind, that they were my personal fins and I send them to you. And
yeah.
It'll be pretty awesome for somebody to have. And it's just a way of thanking Scuba Radio.
Well, thank you, Bob. It's going to make someone very happy. These are going to be collector item fins for sure. If you want to use them, you can. You can put them in a case and save them. Maybe they'll even get more expensive over time. I don't know. But they're truly unique, that's for sure. And they got the Dive God's autograph on them. We took them diving with the Hammerheads in Bimini. So they've already been through the ringer a little bit. So they got some a good story behind them as well. So that's going to be a cool little giveaway. And on top of the fact we're giving away a spot on a Turks and Caicos liveaboard with Explorer Ventures. We might even have some more cool prizes to give away there at the Scuba Show. But your seminar is going to be Saturday. Is it at 1 o'clock? Is that when it is?
Two o'clock. 3 o'clock.
All right. So, of course, you'll see that when you walk in. They'll have the seminar schedule as part of the Scuba Show there. But make sure you go to Bob Evans' event there because he's always very entertaining.
And I'll be hanging out with you, Greg. You're my best friend.
That will be an honor in itself.
You're my brother. You're my brother.
Don't get too close or I might have you sawed in half.
I'll be chewing on the tail behind the booth.
Yeah, Bob Evans has already put his dibs in on the bottom on half the of tail. Our mermaid when we cut her in half.
Not the head.
Yeah, he's a tail man. Okay.
Yeah.
God bless you. Yeah. Well, how are things going on top of all this other crazy stuff you're doing? I mean, Force Fins plugging along. You can go to forcefin.com and check it out and order your fins and all that kind of good stuff, right?
Gary, we're just shipping a very large order to the Australian Navy right now, which is kind of exciting.
Cool. Very good.
It plugs away every day, and we're working on our desal project. Which at the show, I'm going to, for the first time, expose what Suzanne and I have been doing for the last 6 years.
Yes. Well, you let the cat out of the bag a little bit, but it has something to do with desalinization. So that's all we can say at this point. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So we'll leave that one for the beginning of June at the Scuba Show.
And then in the meantime, try rock water.
Rock water, of course. Yeah.
Rock water. Not Bud Light.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Knew that was coming.
Don't touch that Bud Light.
Yeah, okay, all right. He prefers the rock water. And, it really is rock in the water. He's not joking. But, it must be high in minerals. Do you know what kind of rock that is?
That's what I thought. Get high on minerals. You can actually
let's just hope he doesn't get kidney stoned.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerry. True. Cool. Jerry's a yuckster. That's what we call him, the yuckster. Yes. All right. Well, Bob, we'll love you. Okay. Hang out as long as you want. But I got to talk to some other folks.
Stones. Oh, no.
Enjoy your rock water. But we do have Dr. Doug Ebersole with us as well. Dr. Doug, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, Doug.
Doing great.
Yes. What do you think of this? Now, are you going to be at the Scuba Show in June, Dr. Doug? Or do you know at this point?
No, unfortunately not. I'm not going to be able to make it. It's a long ways out there.
Okay. Well, I was afraid of that. Yeah, we're cutting a mermaid in half. I was hoping we'd have some kind of medical professional on standby. But you know, that's another issue altogether. All right, so we got Dr. Doug. We also have Mermaid Kristen. She is with us as well. She's looking good today. What are you doing, Kristen? Dear God, you're going to give these guys a heart attack. What is wrong with you?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what you sound like. Trust me. We can see this on YouTube, Facebook, Live, and Twitch.
I've been promising my dog for the last week that I'd take him to the beach. So I'm at the dog beach right now with my dog.
Ah, okay. All right. God bless her. Okay. It's what mermaids do. They're all about sharing the love when they're out on the beach walking their dog. All right. We'll talk to her. We'll talk to Dr. Doug and the rest of the crew next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Take a look at it on the ocean floor. Just go down there, take your scuba gear and go down there. One of you would do that, I know.
Ain't no ego.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Okay, Scuba Radio, Scuba Squad connected via the web. Got Vinny Two Tanks, Jerry the Diver Guy, Dr. Doug Ebersole, and Mermaid Kristen with us. She's hanging out on the beach with her dog and connected with us today, too, and just providing visual entertainment for our YouTube viewers, Facebook Live, and Twitch folks. God bless her. Now, Dr. Doug, you know, he's been talking to the squad. Are you, like, showing them your boil or something there, Jerry, and asking them? I mean, you get this all the time, I know, but is that what I thought I heard him talking during the commercial break, saying, hey, I got this boil on my butt. What do you think? Is this thing look infected? You get that all the time, don't you?
Unfortunately, no, Greg.
Yeah, it's not infected. Okay.
Oh, that would be a HIPAA violation. So for privacy, we won't say what.
You will not confirm or deny that it's infected, right? Well,
exactly.
Yeah,
that is correct.
But Dr. Doug is very generous with his knowledge, even though he isn't willing to share it with the world. But God bless him for it. What are you? I mean, you're driving right now, obviously. So and you're coming right from some dive instruction. Is that right, Dr. Doug, or what? What do you think? Oh, did we lose him? Did it freeze?
He froze.
He's driving.
Yeah, I wrapped up my rebreather there.
Yep, we got you. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
I'm on the Suncoast Parkway.
Yeah, okay. We're losing you there, Dr. Doug. Let's give it some time when you get into a better signal. But yeah, he's driving. Let's go on over to Kristen while Dr. Doug drives into a better zone. Because Kristen's out on the beach, just hanging out, just soaking up some rays. Are you trying to tan up for the scuba show, or what do you think there, Kristen? You just trying to get going for the scuba show, work on your tan, or what?
No, I don't need to. I don't need to do that.
No,
I've been down in Florida for about a month now, so I'm covered in that aspect.
Okay,
no,
all right.
Just, you know, I kept promising my dog I'd take him to the beach, and I felt bad. So
right. Well, and you're a mermaid. You got to stay near the water. You'll all dry
exactly,
out.
Exactly.
Yes. So you have been hanging in Florida lately. You're usually the northern neck mermaid. And you're hanging in Florida now just because you were tired of the crappy weather up there and said, okay, let's go. Good Lord, let's go.
Yeah. It had a lot to do with the fact that I needed to get like my scuba gear from my parents' house before they moved and packed it up in storage for the whole summer.
Yes.
But, but I came down to do that, and I just like haven't left yet. But it's nice to like it.
Right. Yeah, Florida's not a bad place to be. Right now, for sure.
Definitely not.
Yeah, I mean, diving season is full effect. Have you taken advantage of any of the diving there in your neck of the woods right now?
No, and I'm mad because I actually was just spending some time with some friends last night, and one of them, you met him at DEMA, a good dive instructor around the area, and they went diving today, and I was like, I wish you guys had told me, I would have gone with you.
Yeah, duh.
Like, I would have planned to go, but they, you know.
Right.
Let them do their thing.
It's good luck to bring a mermaid on board with you when you're scuba diving. It's just, it's like, you know, like a lucky rabbit's foot. Take a mermaid tail, whatever, you know, that kind of thing. And by the way, you've heard about our thing in at the scuba show. You're going to be there yourself because, you know, we're planning to saw mermaid Rachel in half to open the show. And I asked Kristen to come so we'd have a backup if things go wrong. So she's, you know, willing to come out there to the left coast and join us for that.
You're gonna saw Mermaid Rachel in half, and that, so that way I'm preserved and like nothing bad happens to me.
Well, okay, if you say so. I don't know how it'll work exactly, but yeah, we're gonna cut her in half. Bob Evans has already called dibs on the tail. I think Vinny Two Tanks probably would take the top part, but or we could just cut you in half too and merge you guys together, put you back together, like you know, do something like that. What do you think about that, Kristen? You game? You're down, come on.
But I mean, like, why cut both of them in half if you're just gonna put them back together? Then just keep one whole.
Well, okay, well, that's true, but I'm just talking about, you know, if we want to mix things up and just have fun, you know.
Yeah. That's true.
Franken mermaid kind of thing.
I'd be down for a Franken mermaid.
Yes, it's all about having fun. That's what it's all about, right? Yeah, there you go. It'll be a good time. Yeah, you've never been to the scuba show. This will be a first time.
I'm super excited.
Yeah, I think you know, all indications are it's going to be a record breaker because I believe the booths are sold out. The demand for tickets have been massive. And
I already know a bunch of people going too, so it'll be great. I'll see everybody.
Well, it's going to be the center of the diving universe June 3rd and 4th in Long Beach, California. And of course, we'll be there.
Yeah.
So we're going to do what we can. We got a bunch of stuff to give away, a trip on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2, which actually Kristen is going to be on that too. It'll be her first time in that'll be your first time in the Turks and Caicos, won't it?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I'm so excited to go, honestly. And it's going to be my first time on, like, one of the Explore Adventure boats as well. I've done a little board before, but it's not been, like, a nice, like, I mean, it was nice, but it wasn't, like, it's not, like, you know, one like that one.
Yes. Well, the Turks and Caicos Explore 2 liveaboard boat is more like a yacht than it is a dive boat. Vinny's been on it. You'd agree with me on that, wouldn't you, Vinny? That's a good one, isn't it? You got to turn your mic on, Vinny. For the billionth time, but that's
I've been on it twice. It's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, honestly, that's one of my favorite boats to go on in all our years of travel. And I've probably been on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 for like 10 or more times now over the years. It's that is a very
I think
fun.
You've done the St. Kitts boat more, haven't you?
Well, maybe, I think I've done Turks over 10.
Turks is
the next best. Yeah.
Yes. I kind of like the Turks itinerary better, just from the standpoint.
Oh, it's way better.
For video photography and that kind of stuff underwater, you have the white sand beach of the Turks and Caicos. The conditions and the water clarity are usually spectacular, especially at the time of year we're going, which is
August. You don't have to sell me. I've done it twice.
I'm not selling you. I'm explaining this to Kristen and everyone else. By the way, are you going to come, Vinny? You got to come on board.
I haven't signed up for it yet, but I may go.
You're thinking, well, Kristen's going to be on board. That'll be enough of a bait for you to get on board, won't it? Tutu Tom, I talked to Tutu Tom. He's talking about going. Mark the Shark might go. I mean, we're rounding up the troops for this one in August.
We all know about it.
Yeah. And we're going to have the magician on board. So if, you know, things go well in Long Beach or if they go poorly, we'll have him on board. And if we decide we want to recreate that magic or disaster with Kristen, well, you know, maybe we'll saw her in half.
Mm. Well,
okay. I'm not selling Vinny on that one, I guess.
Well, I think when you're messing with mermaids, then bad things can happen. I heard a quote
we can make Vinny disappear. How about that? We're going to be diving in the Bermuda Triangle. Why not? That could be all tied together. What a way to go, right, Vinny?
Well, there's no bug fest.
You didn't know the Turks and Caicos was in the Bermuda Triangle.
Wait, say it again, Kristen. What was that?
I said I didn't know that the Turks and Caicos was in the Bermuda Triangle.
I think it is, isn't it? I believe it is. It is not. Well, it goes down Bermuda. Well, it's not. It's pretty damn close, isn't it? It goes from Bermuda down south through the Bahamas.
It's in the Bahamas.
It's where all the rich North Americans would go for summer.
Is it too south? It's just outside?
It's too south.
I don't know. It's going to be.
That's why most people from North America, you know, from Maine and Massachusetts would sail down there.
Okay, because they want to disappear. And say, we got a magician that can do that for us.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Big news! You're all invited to my party.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today.
Well, it's actually Tuesday. But yes, I have a birthday. Turn to the big 6-0. Yes, believe it or not. I know. I don't look a day over 80. According to the president, I don't look. I look pretty good for an 80-year-old woman. I think that's what he said.
Happy birthday, Greg. I'm back.
Well, thank you. There we go. Dr. Doug Ebersol is on standing by just in case things go wrong in my old age. He'll be here to revive me or pronounce me deceased.
Your call.
Okay, it's up to me. All right. Now, I'll hang out for a little while longer, I guess. But, yeah, I made it this far. Actually, thanks to Dr. Doug. A few years ago, it was questionable whether I was going to make it to 55, let alone 60. So here we are, and still kicking, still having a good time. So why bother stopping now? I've gone too far, and there's no turning back. But, I'll be celebrating a little bit this week, and it'll probably continue on through the month and into the scuba show, as we tend to do here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. But let's talk about diving. You know, we had some connection issues with Dr. Doug before, but maybe we got him back now. Sounds like we might. So you were saying that you just got back from diving where exactly, Dr. Doug? What do you think?
Yeah, I was wrapping up a rebreather class at Buford Springs, which is just north of Weekiwachee.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's about 160 feet deep, something like that. So we were wrapping that up today. So that was That was good. 4 or 5 day class, and everyone did great. So good for them.
Okay. Well, Buford Springs. I'm not familiar with that one, but it goes pretty deep. Yeah, is it, or what?
Yeah, it's about 100. It drops straight down. It's out in the middle of the woods. You have to take a cart, about a 10-minute walk with a cart, and it drops straight down to about 100, 120 feet, and then angles back to about 160.
Wow.
So it's a very popular free divers and for, you know, advanced nitrox or trimix kind of diving. It's a good spot for that.
Yeah, but is the opening kind of small, or is it pretty wide open mouth type of spring?
It's pretty wide. It's pretty wide. It's probably 10, 20 feet across, maybe something like that. I mean, it's not like 80 feet across, but it's not 4 or 5. So I mean, you could easily swim, you know, half a dozen divers shoulder to shoulder and easily make it through it kind of thing. It's pretty good size.
And you were teaching what kind of class were you teaching? A rebreather class or a deep dive or what?
A KISS rebreather class. The level is called Advanced Recreational Trimix. So you use helium because of the depth, and it certifies them to 150 feet on the rebreather.
Mm. Is it a popular spring? Like I said, I'm not familiar with Buford Springs. So
yeah,
so you gotta dodge all the free divers and snorkelers that are hanging out in the local area, like you would at Ginny or some of those other popular springs, or no?
It's about a 10-minute walk with a cart. You drag cart with your gear, so that kind of keeps the people down a little bit.
Yeah.
Today there were probably 6 free divers, and there were 4 other divers in the morning that left, and then we kind of had the place to ourselves. But you've been to Paradise Springs where we did your cavern class.
Right.
You could easily put several Paradise Springs inside this.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. All right. So it's
the cavern area is huge.
Nice.
Yeah. It's
well, that sounds like
cavern.
A place
it's
that we might have to visit. Yeah. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's really been warming up.
It's every time.
Yeah, it's you know, this is a good time to go to the springs actually, because it's finally warm enough in Florida where it'd actually feel pretty refreshing when we're hitting like the 90s and plus right now in Florida. You think was it pretty nice temperature wise?
It was sunny. Yeah, it was sunny today. The high was probably around 90 ish, something like that. The water's 72, so it was nice and refreshing. So
yeah,
we did a couple of 1-hour dives and just went to kind of a celebratory lunch, and I'm getting ready to head back home now.
Yes, and so what's next on the agenda? Well, wait, one thing you wanted to say? What?
Yeah, so I'll tell you what's coming up next, but more importantly, I was telling Jerry at the break, last week I was in the Jules Undersea Lodge there in Key Largo.
Oh, right, yes.
Where a buddy of mine, Joe DeTuri, has been for 74 days now. He broke the world record, which was 73 days.
Mm-hmm.
So 74 was the record today. And he's going to finish up at 100 days and is doing a bunch of research experiments for people and on himself, you know, EKGs, EEGs, pulmonary function tests, blood work, to kind of see how people respond to that kind of isolation for 100 days. So I was lucky enough to go down there last week and spend 24 hours with him. So I was telling Jerry at the break, if you look at my dive computer, one of it is 26 feet for 1,477 minutes.
Nice.
So it's pretty cool. It's at 26 feet. It's fairly confined, but you can sleep a couple of people, and they were nice enough. We ordered subs for lunch, and they went to Publix and swam some subs down for us. And for dinner, they got Thai food, swam Thai food down for us. So it was a good time, but he's doing it for the right reasons. He's doing it for research and outreach.
Yeah.
For science, technology, engineering, and math. He was doing outreach to children all around the world. While I was there, he had an outreach to an elementary school in Hanoi, Vietnam.
Wow.
And another one to some school children in Ohio. Actually, I think Cincinnati, where you're from.
Yeah.
And so he's doing that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really good. So I'm just trying to support him. He's doing a great job.
Yes. Well, we've been covering his progress. Dr. Joe DeTuri, right? I got his name right, I believe.
Exactly.
Yeah. We do have some people talking amongst, you know, his people are talking to our people. We're trying to coordinate to get him on Scuba Radio here live maybe next week. Or the week after.
That'd be great.
Yeah. But you were down there with him for a full day. My first question for him has been, hey, dude, are you suffering from any kind of cabin fever from being locked in that little tube, you know, for so many days? What was his attitude about that?
He's actually not. He's loving it. Joe spent 28 years in the Navy, and one of his jobs in the Navy near the end of his career was he was in charge of the submarine rescue project. So he is one of the pilots for the one atmosphere Newt suit that goes down to 2,000 feet. So he swam a one atmosphere suit down to 2,000 feet. So claustrophobia is not really a problem for him.
Right.
So no, he's thoroughly enjoying it. He's exercising every day. He's talking to people all the time.
Yeah.
He's got a bunch of people several days a week as people come down and visit, you know, for 24 hours. So he's doing great. He says he would do it for 200 days if he could afford it, but he's funding this out of his own pocket. So,
oh, wow.
100 days, he says, all he could afford to do.
Yeah.
But, it's been a great project for him.
Well, I don't doubt it. Yeah, I know he's doing a lot of great work and creating publicity for the habitat down there and you know, all the good work scientific-wise. Yeah, do you think they're going to come away with a lot of interesting medical information from this this thing that he's been doing for 100 days, or do you know? What do you think?
We hope so.
Yeah?
Yeah, we hope so. Yeah, we hope so. His interest, he's got a master's in aeronautical engineering, a PhD in biomechanical. So he's doing this. He's actually interested because the manned mission to Mars is going to be 200 days to get there.
Yeah.
So that's why he was originally going to try to do 200 days.
Right.
So he's doing things like, you know, psychological testing and EEGs and EKGs and blood work and see kind of how things change.
Right.
To try and hope and see what the information they can find out to then use the long-range space program. That's what he's hoping to find out.
Yeah.
So I hope it'll get some good research out of it.
Well, I don't doubt that they will. And it's a pretty remarkable thing, you know, happening just down the road from us. And actually, they even invited me to come down and hang with them a little bit. I haven't been able to work it into the schedule either. So I figured we'll talk to them on the air first, and if we get the green light from him, then maybe we'll see and come down and celebrate with him when he comes out of that habitat down there at Jules Undersea Lodge. We'll see what happens. If nothing else, I'll send him a mermaid down there. That'll scare him out of the habitat. Kristen, you game? She's like, yeah, what did you just volunteer me for? First you're cutting us in half, now you're sending us down to the Keys. And she's like, yeah, of course she is. All right, well, anyway, we're going to...
Yeah, I'm
she's game. She, there you go. She was walking her dog. All right, that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down.
That's right. Safe diving, everyone.
On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.